Welcome to a learntolearn.org podcast. We are here to support your learning, taking off the limits that we have accrued to our learning and adding in those ingredients that we've learned from world-class learners that have made them the best so that we can each update our own programming and become the best learners that we can be. We're really glad that you're here to share some time with us. We hope that this brings you exactly what you need today to better engage in your life and your learning. Today we're beginning a new series, a few podcasts on how to enhance our ability to visualize, to take control of our ability to make images. So let's go back to the beginning. Let's think about when somebody is a newborn, a year old, 2 years old, 3, 4, 5 years old, and the amazing capacity that they have to learn. In that time, they learn how to relate to other people, how to walk, how to talk. They learn in that time a huge amount of their native language. They learn how to engage in the world with tremendous interest, curiosity, creativity, and a capacity to synthesize new data and to make sense of their world. And they do it at just an unprecedented rate. The estimates of how fundamental this is to everything else that comes in their life varies a lot, but it is a time of tremendous and powerful engagement. And one of the things we know about that all the research shows about that, is the degree to which we do that is tremendously impacted by the environment that we grow up in. How supportive and encouraging that environment is, or how repressive or traumatizing that world may be. Now, what happens with that? Why do those differences make such a difference? What we find in a lot of the research and a lot of the speculation about this is that we are, as we said earlier, developing a whole understanding of what the world is about and what we're about. And the form that that typically takes is we form beliefs. We form beliefs about who we are, what we're capable of, what the world is, what it requires of us, what we can and can't do in it. And if what we've been getting is very supportive, then that capacity is really enhanced. On the other hand, if the messages we're getting are inhibiting, it has a tremendous downside to us. Let's imagine that the message that we get is that we're not good at learning, that we fail when we try, don't bother to try, or that we get in trouble, or that for some reason, parents or siblings or other people around us seem to frown on us for whatever reason. Those types of experiences shut down our capacity to be so dynamic in our learning. It's not that our capacity goes away, but that it gets suppressed. Now, how does that happen? Well, at the most fundamental level, as we said, we form these beliefs. But the deeper part of that, the more important part of that to recognize, is that our beliefs are stored as images. Now, oftentimes, what people will tell us is, oh, no, it's a feeling. I get this feeling. And we certainly understand about the feeling. But how do we know to get that kind of feeling? Most people, and this includes pretty much anybody that we've ever interviewed extensively, will find that what precedes those feelings, sometimes just instantaneously before that feeling, is that there's an image, and they see that image, often unconsciously, subconsciously, and their response to it is the feeling that they get. It's a little bit like You know, if you suddenly saw something dangerous rear up in front of you, you instantly have this feeling and this response to that. Well, the same thing happens internally. And that's one of the reasons that we want to learn to recognize and have some capacity to change those images, to have agency over our images. That's only one part of this, so that we can once again free up that capacity to learn. Let's say we're in grade school, we have a challenge with learning something, and we get our homework back and, you know, we don't get a good grade on it, or the teacher says something about it, or however it is, we end up with this perception, this image that says, oh, I'm not good at that subject. I'm not good at learning. I'm not good at math. I'm not good at reading or whatever. Now, every time we go to do that, almost immediately up pops this image, this subconscious image that says, nope, not good at that. And our brain believes that and acts accordingly. It changes, it dampens our capacity. That's one of the things we want to learn how to affect, how to change. But there's so many other reasons that we want to get good at upgrading our imagery, that we want to get much more capacity. Now, we have to say before we go into this that there are a lot of other things that diminish that. We've become so reliant on things external to us to provide our imagery that our brain becomes lazy about it. If we're constantly going to our cell phones and our screens, and that's our entertainment, that's our stimulus, our brain pretty soon turns over its capacity to generate images to that screen. On the other hand, if we generate our own images, if, let's say, we become a good reader, and reading is all about looking at those words on the page and then generating rich imagery in response to that, the more we do that or things like that, the better our capacity becomes. So strengthening our visualization skills through deliberate practices provides tremendous benefits and unlocks potent mental capacities that can greatly improve how we think, how we create, how we learn, and so many more things. There are some key reasons for developing this ability. One of them, right at the top of the list, is it allows us to enhance our creativity. The capacity to produce vivid, multi-sensory images facilitates making new creative connections and allows blending concepts in the mind, fueling further innovation and future creativity in so many ways. It magnifies our understanding. Being able to construct rich imagery around concepts, processes, or systems allows us to grasp them at a deeper level by modeling those relationships visually. It sharpens our memory retention. We encode images far more efficiently in images rather than words. You know, we say an image is worth 1,000 words. Well, think about remembering 1,000 words or remembering an image. Creating imagery around material massively boosts the subsequent recall and application of that. It heightens our concentration, visualization, having clear images helps train our attention by giving the mind an anchor point to focus on, and that improves our concentration span for mental tasks. Again, if we let our cell phones take over, then we lose that ability to deliberately concentrate, and we hand it over to whatever the screen is or whatever the external thing is that we're using to bring about that focus. Our ability to visualize, to make good images, lifts our motivation. We are innately driven by mental visions of what we want to achieve. If we have a picture of what we want to achieve, we're so much more likely to go for it. We need a target. We need a bullseye. We need something out there to inspire us and to pull us forward. So strengthening imagery makes it easier to visualize the desired goals, and thus it boosts our motivation. It expands our intelligence network. Generating novel imagery activates connectivity between diverse areas of the brain, leading to integration of more mental models, more perceptual perspectives, and more cognitive resources. And it enables rehearsal and refinement. Creating good images, creating images that we are the facilitator of, really triggers the sophisticated mental stimulation and practice in tasks and skills, allowing the refinement of capacities before physical execution. In other words, if we can mentally rehearse something before we do it, our ability to do it well is greatly enhanced. So in many ways, intentionally harnessing our visualization capacities as a cognitive tool provides the mental canvas for constructing, exploring, evolving ideas, as well as steering concentration, creativity, comprehension, and neural growth in extraordinary ways. It is foundational for advancing higher order intelligence, and that enhances our lives.
Thank you for listening. Our purpose is supporting your capacity to learn and to attain all that you can imagine. We hope you use the perspectives and exercises that we have shared. Feel free to send us questions, ideas, experiences that might benefit our listeners via learntolearn.org, learn-to-learn.org. Finally, please help others by sharing our link with your friends, family, and other loved ones, since how you learn is how you live.